Hello everybody, how are you doing? How was your week? Our week was amazing. I had my birthday this week and was deeply blessed and spoiled by my family. I turned 30 and it was amazing. We just missed seeing all of you and having you here with us. We hope that you all are doing well. I'm gonna pray for us. And then we'll share what God has put on our hearts. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And in you, we live and we move and we have our being. And thank you, Lord, that in this time of disruption, of chaos in the world, that we are not firstly in the world, but we are in you, that you cover us, Lord, and that you minister to us as we listen to this message, Lord, and we receive what your Spirit wants to tell us. Jesus, thank you that you come and remind us that we are really hidden inside of you. We pray this in your mighty name, Lord. Amen. So guys, we are busy with a little mini-series on wholeness of body and soul and spirit in times of disruption. And last week, we've looked a little bit at us as human beings, and we said that we are, as humans, we are spirit, firstly, and we have souls that have emotions, and that we all live inside of a body. And that this soul, spirit, and body, all of us, we have certain occupations that we take part in daily. So activities that we like to do or that we have to do. We talked about three different types of occupations that we participate in: our productivity occupations, our leisure occupations, and our activities of daily living. And then we also said within that, occupations that we actually participate in, we are all living inside of a specific environment. It's different for many of us. It's a physical environment, social environment, technological, economical environments. And we just took a little bit of a look at how, in this kind of time that we are living in, how firstly our environment has just been kind of turned upside down. In terms of where we find ourselves, the things we are able to do, the things we don't have access to anymore, and how that influences us and how that is affecting our worship and our well-being, our shalom that we spoke about. And then we also said, well, this time that we are living in also has a major impact on our occupations. So what we are able to do, how we're able to engage with our works, with our schoolwork, with our studies, how we are able to access occupations of leisure to make us rest and to make us restore. We spoke about where we actually find our rest. Should it be in things we do, or should it actually just be in the Lord Himself? Also just about activities of daily living, that many of us are quite burdened at this time with maybe childcare or cleaning our houses and doing things that we weren't used to do, and just taking stock a little bit. So this week we're moving on and we're going to start looking at the person that's living inside of this environment and that is doing these specific occupations. So this week we're going to speak about the body, that which is the little shell around the person, and then next week we'll speak about the soul and the spirit of the person. So let's just first say, what is a body? Now, as I said last week, I am an occupational therapist, so some of that will come through a little bit. But we are taught that our body is just this amazing designed machine that has so many complex parts to it. And we can actually divide that into maybe firstly your muscles, and then also next your neurons, your brain, and all the neurons giving all the messages to every part of your body. And then we also have senses with which we feel and we experience the world around us. And then another part of our body is the part that we rest in, or the part that needs to sleep. So, and it's a very, very simplified way of just dividing the different parts of our body. So we'll look at some of that today. But why are we looking at it? We are looking at this because, as we said last week, if we want to look at the shalom, or the well-being, the wholeness of us as the body of Christ, the temple of Christ, we need to understand that our physical bodies really have a big influence on our ability to interact, firstly, with our environment. So if our bodies are struggling, it's really difficult to participate optimally and engage with your environment. And secondly, our bodies, the well-being or the shalom, wholeness of our bodies, is a major influence on the way we do our occupations. Do we have enough energy to do the things we have to do in a day? Are we rested enough? Are we eating well enough? Is our minds, are they sharp enough to help us to do the things we need to do in a day? And then inwardly also, if your body is struggling, many times your emotions struggle. If you're overtired, if I'm overtired, I cry. So I'll always tell Ains in the evening, I need to go to bed now because otherwise I'll be crying the whole day tomorrow. True story. So it really has a physical effect on my emotions if I'm tired. And the same on our spirits. If I'm overly tired, or if I'm not exercising enough, or I'm just feeling horrible, if I'm sick, it's difficult sometimes to even just have the energy for quiet time or just connecting with Jesus. So that's why we want to just give you some tools to help you evaluate, how is your body doing? How is the shell that your soul and spirit is housed in? How is it doing? So we can get closer to Jesus. So Hans is going to talk us through some of it.
Yes, last week we looked at Psalm 23, and I want to go back to Psalm 23 and just read it for us again. And in doing so, just listen for body concepts where God is actually caring for the bodies of the sheep. So let us read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's a beautiful psalm, and it's amazing how God actually cares for us, for our bodies. In just the first couple of verses, I'm just going to highlight some elements of God's caring for our bodies. He says that he's the one that prevents us from lacking, from wanting. He's the one that provides for us. And then he's the one that also causes us to rest. He lets us lie down in green pastures and gives us space to really rest. It's important for him. He created the Sabbath day for rest, for us to enjoy. And then he knows that you need food. So he provides for our physical bodies green pastures to feed on. And he knows that we get thirsty. We need to be beside still waters in order to drink from it and to experience the peace of the still waters. So God is concerned with our rest, our sleep, our nutrition. He's interested in our physical well-being. This psalm also refers to the spiritual and the soul side, as he restores our souls. But this morning, we are focusing on how he cares for our physical well-being. So when we think about God and his peace, his shalom, his wholeness over our bodies, we might look at the Bible and think that there's a negative connotation to our bodies in the Bible. I'm just going to highlight a couple of scriptures that can help us to understand both the positive and the negative aspects of our bodies and how scripture refers to it. So the word flesh in the New Testament can refer to either your physical body or to your sinful nature, and it's necessary to make the distinction. Otherwise we're going to have a view of our bodies that is quite negative. Romans 8 makes a sharp distinction between the gratifying the flesh, living according to the flesh, or living according to the spirit, and it opposes both of these against one another. And then in Galatians 5 verse 19 to 21 gives a whole list of the works of the flesh, and I'll read some of it to us: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, witchcraft, strife, wrath, seditions, heresies, envying. And it goes on to say, I tell you, as I have told you in the past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So if we think about flesh only in this sense of our sinful natures, we might have a very negative perspective on our bodies. But there's also a positive aspect. Scriptures such as 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 to 20 reads as follows: Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So in this sense, God says you have received a body by means of which you can honor God. It's a way in which you can worship. It's a positive connection to your body, as opposed to when your sinful nature takes over and then you give your body the preference of what you're doing. You're letting the body's desires be fulfilled. But there's another way of living, a way of seeing yourself as the temple of God and letting your spirit lead your body. Another amazing text is the text in 1 John verse 14. It speaks about Jesus and the word flesh. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. It's amazing that the God of all creation would come and dwell in the flesh. He became like me and you, with a physical body, and he used it to honor his Father and to work our salvation. I want to share this quick story with you about our bodies and the message that God gives us, the gospel. It's in a book by Scotland, and it reads as follows: of a 19th century preacher, Robert Murray McChain. He went to Edinburgh University at the age of 14 in 1827, and after leading a Presbyterian congregation for over 1,000 people at the age of only 23, he worked so hard that his health finally broke. Before dying at age 29, he wrote the following: God gave me a message to deliver and a horse to ride. Alas, I have killed the horse, and now I cannot deliver the message. God cares about both the message and the messenger's body. He has given us vehicles, and we should steward these vehicles in order to be able to bring the good news of the gospel. In order to do this, we need to have a good self-awareness. You can know your body and if it is in need of something, and then you need to act on it. Sometimes it's difficult to distinguish what your body needs, but hopefully this week can help you, especially with the assessment that we'll be sending off to you. You should have a good God awareness. If we listen to God and His promptings, some of these promptings that He gives us throughout the day are promptings to help us to function properly in our bodies. He's the good shepherd and He leads us daily. And if our ears are open, we can hear what He's saying to us, even about our bodies. And if we have good other awareness, we can be on the lookout for others to see if they are doing well, if they are physically doing well, or if they are struggling physically. So it's important to have a good self-awareness, good God awareness, and good other awareness when it comes to our physical bodies. So you briefly looked at the fact that God cares for our physical bodies, that they are places of worship, temples of the Holy Spirit. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Yanni will help us to be a bit more practical about honoring God with our bodies through worship. And more specifically, how can we use our senses to worship God through our bodies?
So our senses are one of the things that form part of our bodies, as we saw at the beginning. Let's just recap that. So we can see, we can hear, we can taste, smell, and we can feel, touch. Now let's just go back to Psalm 23 and let's just read it from a sensory point of view. Try and see. I'm just going to highlight some verses and see if you can hear how senses are forming part of this scripture. So verse 2 says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. So here we see that we actually get some really amazing sensory information from how the Lord cares for His sheep. How it feels to lie down in a green pasture. How it sounds to listen to a still stream. How it tastes when the Lord prepares a table. How it feels when He anoints our heads. Our senses are really a gift from God that have been placed in our bodies. And it helps us, they help us to make contact with our world, but also to through that actually make contact with Him and glorify Him through becoming aware of Him and His creation. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31 says, Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. How amazing that we can use these bodies that we, as Hayne said, so many times think of as such sinful and such just wasteful shells, that they can actually be used to glorify the Lord. As we've been talking, that they can really be a place of dwelling for the Most High. They can help us to really worship the Lord. But our senses can unfortunately also distract us from Him. So I want to just quickly talk us through how we can try and use our senses to really worship the Lord in this week and in this coming time. How can we in this week and in this coming time use our eyes to worship the Lord rather than to distract us from Him? What are you looking at in this time of maybe separation and isolation? How are you using your eyes? And I want to encourage you to turn your eyes away from things that are maybe tempting you. And let's turn our eyes to nature, to see the Lord in just the beauty of His creation. What are we listening to? And what are you filling your ears with in this time? I want to encourage you, let's open our ears to hear the things that we maybe have become deaf to. And the sound of the birds around us. Make time to just be quiet outside and start listening. And As you listen and you hear, thank the Lord. Go into just a time of praising Him, not with songs even. Just, Lord, thank You for what You've created. Smelling, what are we smelling? How can we use the things we smell? So, Jesus, thank You for the smell of this rose. Tasting, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And on tasting, I want to also just ask You the question, how are you doing in terms of food? What you are eating? Ask yourself that question. Is gluttony, maybe in this time of isolation, a challenge? I know it's sometimes really a challenge for me to just have self-control in terms of the amount of sweets I eat daily. And it doesn't worship the Lord if I go to that for my comfort and my, just my sense of rest. And how are you doing in that? Let's ask the Lord and let's really use our taste buds to worship Him. And lastly, just what we feel. I want to encourage you. It's really something I try to do often is to just, I say I go for a sensory walk. Then I go and I try to, as I walk, just touch things, touch the leaves, bend down and pick up the little stick and look at them and feel things that the Lord has made. It's an amazing sense we have that we can touch things, that we can touch each other. So that's just what I wanted to encourage you in this week. Let's use our bodies to make us more aware of the glory of the Lord. So we're going to pray for you, and we're going to send out some practical points that you can look at and pray about. We'll pray for you and with you. The Lord will help all of us to really be places of worship this week in our physical bodies. God bless you.
Thank you, Father God, that our bodies have been given to us, and we know that they are wasting away. Your scriptures says that outwardly we are wasting away, but inwardly we are being renewed day by day. And I pray, Father God, that we would use this newness of life that is being generated on the inside to help our bodies to have an outward flow, to say that despite the fact that our bodies are wasting away, we will be using them and not misusing them. We will be using them for Your glory and for Your kingdom, and not misusing them by taking part and giving over to the sinful nature, but letting our spirits that You have given us rule over our bodies. I pray also that our souls and our intellect and our emotions would help us to regulate our bodies. I pray, Father God, for a proper self-awareness, that You would come and teach us and show us what is it that we need to become aware of ourselves. I pray for a good God awareness to know what You are saying to us on a daily basis. The little promptings that You give us with what we can engage with and what we should turn away from. I pray, Father God, for a good other awareness, that we would also use our eyes to look and see how other people are doing. I pray that You'd open our eyes to see if other people are struggling, and that You would give us the wisdom of words or actions, Father God, to support them in whichever way we have available and that You place before us, God. We just thank You for this week and this assessment that we can do, Father God, and just helping us to know where are we, where are You, and where are others. And I pray, Father God, for a godly perspective of our bodies to be imparted in every heart in this week. I pray that we would be able to take something from this into our lives and apply it in order to be a blessing to those around us, a blessing to You, and even to our own bodies. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ alone. Amen. We love you, and we look forward to seeing you virtually next week again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.